After U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry came to Oswego last week to praise the state's support of nuclear power plants, several environmental groups and New York politicians sent a letter to state leaders saying the opposite. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, they are demanding that the state give those who do not support the policy a way to opt out of paying for it.
The idea of using public dollars to keep financially struggling nuclear power plants afloat because they don't emit carbon dioxide was never popular among some environmental groups that consider the facilities dangerous and dirty because of the radiation and nuclear waste they create. So when the New York Public Service Commission voted 2 years ago to bail them out with about $8 billion in fees on consumers' energy bills, they left the door open to a potential compromise. Then-chair of the PSC, Audrey Zibelman, said they would look at letting customers opt into a program to buy 100% of their energy from clean, renewable sources instead of paying into the system that supports the nuclear subsidies. Jessica Agile with the Alliance for a Green Economy says it's time for the state to make good on that promise.
This is a really common sense approach, maybe a first step in reversing the nuclear subsidies by allowing people to vote with their dollars.
To date, the nuclear subsidies have cost New York ratepayers about $650 million. A spokesperson for the PSC says the price would have been even greater had the plants been allowed to shut down, because they would have been replaced with fossil fuels that would have emitted carbon dioxide. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.